It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's Thursday, so we're awaiting the partial release sometime today of the Fulton County, Georgia grand jury report that investigated the former guy's interference in the 2020 presidential election. We'll only see the introduction, conclusion, and another section that details the grand jury's belief that some witnesses lied under oath. The majority of the report will remain private, as per District Attorney Fani Willis' request, until her probe is complete. Willis has previously stated that indictments are imminent, and she wants to ensure that any future defendants will get a fair hearing. Residents in the Ohio village of East Palestine are now concerned about their health after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed there 3 weeks ago, sparking a massive blaze and a plume of what appears to be poisonous gas. The derailment on February 3rd prompted crews to manage detonations to release vinyl chloride. That is a chemical that can kill quickly at high levels and increase cancer risk. Now, evacuation orders were lifted last week, but many residents are staying away or packing what they can quickly and getting out. It's worth noting here that a safety rule was passed under President Obama back in 2015 that made it a requirement for trains carrying hazardous flammable materials to have ECP, electronically controlled pneumatic brakes. But that rule was rescinded in 2017 by the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Norfolk Southern Corp., the railroad company that owns this train, pulled out of a scheduled town hall meeting, citing a, quote, growing physical threat to its employees from, quote, outside parties. What about the physical threat to all the people who live in the area of the derailment? The thing is, the so-called control burn was intentional. A longtime locomotive engineer said cuts and deregulation efforts have created a, quote, perfect storm for accidents. So Judge Susan Egan in Erie County, New York on Wednesday sentenced the gunman who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket in May to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The 19-year-old white shooter had posted white supremacist theories and anti-Semitic rants online before going to the Tops Friendly supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood near Buffalo to target people because of their race. The killer, whose name I will not publicize, said he, quote, did a terrible thing that day. I shot and killed people because they were black, and now I can't believe I did it. During an emotional victim impact statement, a man in a sweatshirt tried to lunge at the shooter but was restrained by security. And as if by clockwork, here we go again. One person was killed and three others injured in a shooting Wednesday night inside a mall in El Paso, Texas. That mall sits right next to the Walmart, where a shooting in 2019 left 23 people dead and nearly two dozen more injured. Two men were taken into custody. Police have not commented on possible motives. So far this year, and note we're only 47 days in, there have been more than 70 mass shootings across the country, according to the Gun Violence Archive. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's investigating the former guy's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, has subpoenaed former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. This subpoena reportedly went out in late January before a separate subpoena was issued to the former Vice President, Mike Pence. Pence is challenging his subpoena, arguing he's immune under protections shielding members of Congress from testifying about anything connected to their legislative duties. Well, that's a stretch. Pence's former Chief of Staff, Mark Short, and Counsel Greg Jacob have already appeared to answer questions. Weather been weird enough for you lately? Well, buckle in. Two new studies published Wednesday in the journal Nature are sounding the alarm, reporting that the so-called Doomsday Glacier in Antarctica is degrading faster than previously expected, worrying experts that it could collapse and dramatically increase sea levels. These studies found that melting under the Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica is progressing more slowly than previously believed, but that deep cracks and staircase formations in the ice shelf are melting faster than expected. The glacier dumps tons of ice into the ocean every year, causing about 4% of annual sea level rise. As the glacier retreats, more ice is exposed to ocean water, and it melts. If the glacier collapses, it could cause seas to rise more than 2 feet. Ice it holds back could melt once it's gone, dramatically increasing sea level rise. Well, Florida's authoritarian leader has done it again. On Wednesday, Ron DeSantis signed a bill expanding his controversial state program to transport migrants. Remember the little stunt he pulled with Martha's Vineyard? Well, this measure allows the DeSantis administration to pick up where he left off last year when he sent two planes of migrants from San Antonio, Texas, to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. This spurred multiple lawsuits and questions as to whether his administration violated state law, because the budget law that created the program specified that the money was set aside to relocate, quote, unauthorized aliens from this state. Just unbelievable. And finally, we say goodbye to film icon and sex symbol, yes, Raquel Welch, who died Wednesday at the age of 82. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on one of those donate buttons.